Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. And Greg's with us in Utah. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vince. That was an interesting day yesterday. That I was actually stuck in the traffic from that the two fatalities with the law enforcement in Vegas on I-15. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, evidently someone fell asleep at the wheel, and the two officers were pulled over to help him out. And a car, he possibly was impaired, ran into the two officers, killed them both.
Wow. Yeah. I was part of one of those fell asleep at the wheel situations many years ago. My dad was driving down the highway. I was not with him in the vehicle. He was alone. And it was daytime. And weather conditions were fine. And it was a two-lane road, one lane coming, one lane going. And a guy had been driving a long time throughout the night. He was going to a reunion. He was an older guy, senior citizen. And he fell asleep at the wheel and crossed the center line. And my dad was in his pickup truck. He just filled it up with fuel and hit him head on, 55 miles an hour each. My dad was pulled over to the right, to the right, to the right. But on the right side of the road, there was an embankment. So he started to climb up the embankment, and the guy still hit him. And so there's no question of who was at fault. But the insurance company for the other guy said, well, he was dead. He was dead at the wheel. Dead at the wheel. And now let me tell you why they do this. They say he was dead at the wheel because they don't insure dead people. Right? So that meant that there was no way to recover all of the accident costs, including the months and months and months of surgical intensive trauma care at a Virginia University hospital that my dad spent hundreds of thousands of dollars. Massive, massive. My dad was really banged up, seriously. And so the insurance company said, well, we don't insure dead people. And our insurance company said, well, we have to get their company, which was... Give me a second. I'll come up with who they are. We'll have to get them to admit liability. And I couldn't get them to admit liability. So the hospital bills were going unpaid. Our insurance company said, well, they won't admit liability. And if they won't admit liability, we can't pay. They're not going to pay. And we were stuck. So I built a website. And I exposed the whole thing. And I gave out the name of the insurance agents, the adjuster's name, pictures of the adjuster. And the adjuster even went so far as to breach the hospital regulations to enter my dad's surgical trauma intensive care room while the surgeons and doctors were trying to save my dad's life. Went right in there. So these insurance companies are absolutely miserable. I despise insurance companies. I do. Because if you don't pay your premium, they'll cancel you. And if you do pay your premium and you have a claim, it's very difficult to collect. So I exposed them, and I went, this was in Virginia, and I contacted the major television station in Richmond, Virginia, major network. And they sent a guy down to investigate to see if what I said was real. And they did the story on the air. They put the story on the air about my 77-year-old dad who was horrifically injured in this crash. And they named the names. And guess what happened next? The investigative reporter was fired. Because the insurance company, the insurance company called the television station, and I guess threatened them, and they threatened the on-air investigative reporter, TV on-air personality. So I'm talking about, you know, the major guy who did the news. They fired him because he had the nerve to go up against the insurance company and report what really happened.
Oh, so, my gosh.
So this, and here's, let's flesh this out just a little bit more. So, class, you've all heard this. Oh, by the way, we beat them. We absolutely pummeled everybody involved, all these insurance companies, because I took pictures of the agents. I took pictures of them coming to see my dad with a halo in our family room, you know, with a crane to lift him out of bed, you know, to feed him with a stomach tube. We lost our computer manufacturing company because I couldn't run the company and take care of my dad at the same time. No skilled nursing home would take him. So it's not like we wanted to dump my dad. It's just that I didn't have a crane. I literally did not have a crane to lift him in and out of bed and to exercise him and to feed him and all the things that we had to do for months. So literally we turned our house, our farmhouse, into a hospital room and had all the equipment to, you know, lift him in and out of bed and all the things that it took the entire family. And we'd sleep on the floor in the family room because he would have needs in the middle of the night and he'd be in excruciating pain. And the insurance company just kind of walked away. So we built the website, we exposed them, and we had so many hits on the website. And finally we got pleas from the insurance company. Please stop giving out the phone number of the agents. Please stop giving out the phone numbers of the adjusters. It's not fair. They're getting calls day and night. People are yelling and screaming at them. It's not fair. Please stop, Finelli. Please stop doing what you're doing. I even got the state government of the Commonwealth of Virginia involved. And we finally pummeled the insurance company into paying my dad's hospital bills. So here's the next part of it. And it takes a lot of effort.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, here's the next part of it. So you hear these stories about the old guy. And he must have had a medical emergency. He drove up on the sidewalk and he mowed down three people. I mean, you hear these stories, right? You hear it in New York City, you hear it in major cities. He lost control of the vehicle. He must have had a heart attack. That must be it. And that's what they say. Or he must have had a sudden and unexpected medical emergency. That's the vernacular. Okay? And insurance companies have an exclusion for sudden and unexpected medical emergencies. And when they do, the insurance is stopped. There's no insurance for a sudden emergency. So that's why the insurance company said, in my dad's case, well, the guy was dead behind the wheel because they don't insure dead people. Now, they left it up to me to prove he wasn't dead. Now, how do you do that? How do I prove that some guy that I never met before wasn't dead behind the wheel? How do I do it?
And yeah, also, you weren't there to administer the breathalyzer or take the blood. Yeah, how do you do it?
Right.
You don't. You can't.
Right. So that's what happened. And this is before I was an on-air personality. So Class, if you're wondering if I've ever changed my stripes, the answer is absolutely not. When I'm backed into a corner, I don't say, you know, please. I come out swinging. I come out swinging. And I don't stop swinging until the other guys are down and don't get up. Now, I don't like that. I don't like being like that. But when I'm backed into a corner, my family's threatened. Absolutely.
I have a story. I dealt with eBay the other day. A seller on eBay. Now I was quite surprised. Well, I mean, I ordered a fender flare kit for a 1992 F-150. You know, the plastic fender flare kit. I put in the notes to the seller, 1992 F-150, told them the body style, everything on there, right? They send me a fender flare kit for a 2009 to 2014 Ford F-150, which, of course, doesn't fit. I must have argued between the seller and myself at least, I've sent 7 to 10 messages, and I kept telling him, did you not read the description? Are you just trying to get rid of your junk? You know, you're overstocked. I started a return on it, and they did not want to send me. They kept saying, well, just, you know, try it, take pictures, do whatever. I said, well, I did take a picture. They're way too big. They don't fit. Finally, it got so many days went by, I gave them a terrible review, 1-star review, explained the situation, and, started a dispute with eBay, and of course eBay jumped right on the case, found that they, you know, favor in what I had told them, and issued a refund. Now the company is, I'll say his name, Yellow Speed. They go by Yellow Speed. Is asking me to please, you know, don't worry about returning it. You've got a full refund. You don't need to send a return. After all that headache, do you think I changed my review?
No, of course not. Of course not.
Oh,
and we have this. I'm glad you mentioned eBay. And what I'm finding out is, and I'm sure those are Chinese fender parts, right? And yeah. They knock them off, and they knock them off each other. So one guy, they take a USA-made fender flare, and then they make a duplicate. They make a mold of it. But when they make the mold, they make a mold from the exact size, and then what happens is either the plastic in the mold from the exact size of the one they copied shrinks or expands when it comes out of the mold. And then the next guy in China takes a copy of that, and the size keeps changing with each progressive mold. So that's why they don't fit. That's why they all look the same, but they don't measure the same. And we find this all the time, that the standards that they're supposed to adhere to are bad because they copy each other.
What I do like, though, is eBay Motors guarantees the fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when we come back, class, I'll tell you the name of the insurance company that gave us such a hard time. And according to Forbes Advisor, Forbes.com, they are 5-star rated. 5 stars. Can you imagine that? I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole. I'll tell you who they are when we come back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, class, you probably aren't going to believe what I'm going to tell you next. I'll tell you the name of the company in just a second. So at Forbes.com, they have best military car insurance for veterans and families. Number one, American Family. And they have the cost, you know, the average annual cost for good drivers. And then they have the annual cost for drivers with a speeding ticket. And then they have a complaint level. American Families ranked very low for complaints. Auto owners, complaint level, low. Nationwide insurance, complaint level, very low. USAA, complaint level, average. So who was it? It was USAA. Now, this is a company that specializes in automobile insurance for military and families. So they said... they sent their spy, they hired a spy company called the Crawford Company to investigate this claim. And that guy was out there right after the accident. He breached hospital security, broke into my dad's room while they were performing life-saving measures. Now imagine, it was a surgical trauma intensive care room. It was one step down from an operating room. This guy broke in with street clothes. I came unglued. When I saw that, I realized what was going on. So, next thing is they declined admitting liability. So, here's what I did. And our insurance company denied. paying because they were waiting for USAA to admit that, yeah, their guy was at fault. So we were at a stalemate, and the hospital bills were running up in the hundreds of thousands and weren't getting paid. So I invited our insurance agent and the adjuster to come on over to see my dad. I said he'd really like to see you guys because he knows you guys. And he was in this horrific accident, and we finally got him at home. And so my dad was in a halo. That means he had this thing screwed into his head. It was like a diving helmet where you can't turn your head at all, with screws, set screws into the skull, and a brace that went over his chest. So he couldn't move his chest, he couldn't move his head, and he was like that for months. And he was in this bed with a crane to lift him up so we could position him. And so he wanted to see the adjuster and his insurance agent, which was my insurance agent as well. So he came over, and I said, well, let me get a picture of you with my dad. And there's the three of them are all smiling. And I said, you know what? We ought to go to lunch. And there's a little restaurant in town. There's only one restaurant. So I said, let me take you to lunch. And before I'd done that, I had stopped at the bank, and I withdrew $1,000 and in $100 bills. So we're all sitting around at this restaurant, and everybody knows everybody. It's a little town of 500 people. Everybody knows everybody in the restaurant. And we were there at lunchtime, and it was packed. And so we're sitting down. We're having some small talk. And I said, so what's it going to take, you know, to get this thing moving and getting some payments made to the hospital? And they said, well, you know, the other guys have to, USAA has to admit liability. I said, okay, tell you what. So I reached into my pocket, and I pulled out $1,000. And I counted it on the table, the restaurant table, small table. Mrs. Finelli was there. These other two guys were there, and I was there. And I put it on the table. I kept 100, 200, 300. Now, it looks like there's some kind of a payoff going on, right? Because this Italian guy is giving money to the insurance guys that everybody in the whole county knows. What's this all about? In their $100 bills. And I put it on the table, and they looked at it. I looked at it, and I didn't say what it was for at that point. And I said, now, y'all know I'm in the computer business, and a color printer is going to cost me about $500. And postcards are going to cost, and I told them the cost of the postage on postcards. And I said, I have your picture. Now, if you don't get this thing moving by tomorrow morning, your picture is going to go on the back of every one of these postcards that I'm going to send to everybody in the county. 1,100 people. Oh, I'm sorry, 11,000 people. And I'm going to name your insurance company, Farm Bureau Insurance. And I'm going to put the picture of my dad on there with you. And I'm going to say you're denying the claim. You know what? Everybody wet his pants on the other side of the table. So now you know a tactic that absolutely positively works.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. The red state, blue state debate took place last night on Fox News. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom were clearly polar opposites on how the country should move forward. This was a great display of democracy and how politics should work in this great nation. Fighting has resumed in Gaza early this morning after Hamas and Israel failed to announce an agreement on extending the ceasefire before it expired. Israel claims Hamas fired rockets into unoccupied Israeli territory, prompting the IDF to resume the extraction of Hamas terrorists from the Gaza Strip. The renewed fighting comes after a seven-day pause. In that window of time, Hamas released roughly 100 hostages, including two Americans, and Israel released 240 Palestinians from Israeli jails. Israel also allowed more aid trucks into Gaza to help address the humanitarian crisis. Lance Pry, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Greg Lesher's with us. Greg, any comments about what I did, why I did it? I can tell you that the reason I peeled out $100 bills, it did not change hands. I kept those funds. But the reason I did that was to show them with that little amount of money, or funds, I should say, I could expose their company. And
I think that's a wonderful idea. Yeah.
They realized I was not kidding.
Yeah. Well, you know, is that the only time they pay out is when people obviously make a ruckus? And, you know, do they try and rip everybody off? I I would say that company right now seems like absolutely. They're in it for the money, and that's it.
All right. So here's, well, I mean, they hired, they literally, USAA hired a spy company called the Crawford Company. You can look it up, class. And back then, the Crawford Company had a guy in a ghillie suit, you know, spying. It's camouflage. And that was on the front page of their website. So you could see that these guys didn't mess around. They were spies for hire. And that way they could say, well, we didn't tell them to go into the hospital room. We didn't tell them to do that. And, you know, they did that on their own accord. So we had a high voltage situation here at the farmhouse. And I mentioned that the electric cooperative delivered 137.5 volts to our meter, and because we're connected sometimes to the grid, that damaged a whole bunch of equipment here. Now we have surge protection, but the surge protection equipment starts clamping down at 301 volts, 301, and that's pretty much the best surge protection you can get. So a overvoltage condition from 120 volts nominal to 137.5 volts, it does not, surge protection equipment does not protect against. So we lost an Ethernet switch by SMC, a Netgear Ethernet switch, a Frigidaire refrigerator, a chest freezer, a landline phone, a Monster brand surge protection equipment, and a battery backup system. Okay, so I found them all on eBay because they weren't brand new, and so I found an Ethernet switch for $23, another Ethernet switch for $23, $24, a Frigidaire repair. For the compressor, it was $1,250. Chest freezer, chest freezer compressor repair was $700. The landline was $52. The Monster surge protection equipment is $444. And the battery backup was $231. So they said, okay, so you found all the stuff on eBay, so good. We'll give you full allowance because you found used stuff on eBay at really low prices. But the refrigerator repair, we're only going to allow 50% of that. So we're going to give you $625 to repair your refrigerator. And we'll give you 25% allowance on your chest freezer. Well, I came unglued because here's what they did. I called every single company listed in the area. Hey, will you all come out and replace the compressor and fix my... Nope. We don't replace compressors. We don't do that anymore. They don't come out. But if you bring your equipment in, you bring your freezer in, we'll take a look at it. It'll be $150, and we'll tell you what we think. Can you imagine that? So all right. So I'll have to hire. You know, in if all things are being equal here, for the typical customer, they'd say, okay, well, I don't have a truck. So I have to hire somebody with a truck, and okay, so it's 60 miles each way, 120 miles, and to bring the refrigerator and the freezer over to the, you know, to Springfield, Missouri, and then they're going to charge $150 to tell us what's wrong, and then maybe they'll say, well, we can't fix it. So what I'm saying is, this is another insurance company, and they're the insurance company for the electric cooperatives, and they're the same kind of nonsense. They are trying to get away without doing what the principle of insurance class is, to indemnify against the loss. So if you have a loss, indemnification means put you back where you were before you had the loss, minus the deductible, right? So here's another sneaky tactic. So if you live in a state that has sales tax, have you ever bought a refrigerator without sales tax? Have you bought anything on eBay without sales tax? Have you? Well, the problem is, if you buy something new on eBay, you're going to get charged tax. And the tax is not included in this claim form that they said, all you have to do is sign this and we'll send you your check. But they did not include the 8.1% sales tax, naturally. Why would they want to pay a fee that I'd have to pay, right? So they are not indemnifying me against the loss. So I'll write a letter to the electric cooperatives insurance company, and I'll read it on the air. And I'll keep reading it, and I'll keep telling you what's going on until they indemnify us against the loss. We're not trying to make money on this, or make funds, or make bank, or whatever you want to call it. We're not trying to profit from this. We just want to be indemnified against the loss. And anyone who likes insurance companies is retarded.
I've got some words to say about taxation. You may or you may not agree with it, but let's just put it this way. When it is used for evil, and you don't have a choice where that money goes, that's theft. That is 100% theft. And by proxy, we're aborting babies. I mean,
so
that's just the way it is.
So what you're saying is funds are stolen from us, and then they're used however the government wants to use them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
that's right.
And unfortunately, the government is not the government. They can't deal with the actual human. They are a corporation, 100% corporation. That's why they had to come out with the Social Security Administration, so that they could act on the Social Security, that a capital letter name that they came out with. Now, this is fact. This is not fiction. You don't believe me? Look it up. That's why, because in court, up until the government abandoned its original jurisdictional government, you could not get an attorney to represent you. You could only present yourself. But you see, once they came up with this trust-type situation, then all of a sudden you needed representation because the Social Security account could not speak in court. It needed representation. So here they are. This corporation is stealing money from us, paying for abortions by theft. I don't like participating in it.
How about bombing Gaza? Aren't our funds doing that too? Aren't our funds doing all kinds of nefarious things?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They start wars.
Yeah.
They fund things. They fund sides and various, black operations. It's just, when does it end?
Greg, I've got a 5-minute university lesson, really, really quick. I'm pretty sure you've seen this in your travels. So, class, have you ever looked at a brick wall or a block wall, and you see this white kind of, what would you say? It looks like it was hosed down at one time, and then this white substance came out of the mortar joints and discolored the bricks. Have you ever seen that? Or the blocks, if the blocks were not painted. Well, that is calcium chloride. And what happens is that in cold weather, like freezing weather, it's going to be 40 degrees today, not quite freezing, but tomorrow it may freeze. The masons will say, well, let's get this job done. Let's get this chimney done before it freezes. So they'll put the chimney up and they'll mix calcium chloride with the mortar. And that's so it doesn't freeze. And then from then on, forever, you will see this white substance oozing out and drying on, or leaching out on the bricks and discoloring the bricks. Or you see it on the sides of houses. Or you see it on brick walls. That's what it is. So did it have to be? Absolutely not. It's because the masons built that when they thought it was going to freeze. Now, if the concrete freezes before it sets, or the masonry freezes before it sets, it will be very, very weak. And it's likely to fall over. So they add this so it doesn't freeze. But you get to enjoy the discoloration from then on. And the point, I guess, is if you're having masonry work done, don't do it in freezing weather. Don't allow that. And you certainly don't want to do it in boiling hot weather either. Because if the masonry dries or sets too quickly, it's weak. If it freezes, it's weak. So you want it between really hot weather and really cold weather. And I can tell you this, that we poured a concrete floor in our barn, 120 feet long, 40 feet wide, poured it in sections, three sections. And I hose that ground down, tamped it down, before the concrete trucks arrived for several days. I hosed it down. So underneath it was wet, but, well, I should say, very damp. Not puddles. And then we put rock down, crushed stone, and then we put plastic down, and then we put the concrete on top of that. And then I hosed down the concrete for the next several weeks. I hosed it down so it would stay wet because we poured it in the summer. Not one single crack in the concrete. Now, the concrete guys that did our job, I've known them for a long time, almost 20 years, they did a job for another guy. And he didn't hose it down, he didn't wet it, and there's all cracked. So that's two lessons about concrete. And if you're going to pour a concrete pad outside and it's in the sun, you want to make sure it's damp, and does not dry out very quickly. As a matter of fact, in my world, I wouldn't let the water on the concrete dry. You know, I'd let it set for about a day, and then I would wet it down for weeks, and then you won't have cracks if the concrete is poured correctly with the right mixture. Greg, any comments about that?
Yeah, you can actually put a little timer on there, like a sprinkler type timer. Put a hose on it and a little sprinkler on there, and just have it turn on every once in a while, just to keep it moist.
So you've done the same thing. I take it.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and have you seen jobs that were done without keeping the concrete damp, and then later on they crack?
Yeah, cracked, and they're usually ripping them out and putting in new concrete. Experience says keep it wet.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
And there's another thing.
That's exactly why they fill the pool, by the way. After they pour the concrete, they fill the pool because they want it to stay wet as it's set up.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that we did was I bought, it's homasote. It's like egg carton material that is mixed with tar. And it can compress. So we cut 6-inch strips and put it all around the interior concrete walls. Because our barn has 8-inch concrete walls, short walls around the perimeter. And we put this homasote material with tar as an expansion joint all around the perimeter.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, Greg Lesher's with us. Hey, Greg, have you noticed that some welders are made with the transformers of welders are made with aluminum wire versus copper? Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that. That's a horrible thing. That aluminum melts at a lot lower temperature and can cause fires. You bet.
Yeah, it's amazing
in the world of truckligans. We're all truckligans. Everything we use, everything that pretty much 90% of everything that we do comes off the back of a truck. It's amazing how fragile and stupid sometimes decisions are made in the past, like putting aluminum wiring in a motor home, mobile home. And then, you know, losing families and everything, lives and everything, before they finally figure out the stupidity of doing something like that. In our county, that's one thing that they do not allow somebody to occupy a mobile home with copper or with aluminum wiring. Back to you.
Yeah, and Bert and I were having a discussion about wiring a couple of days ago. And class, they have receptacles that you can, you know, use. You can buy them at the big box stores and do it yourself and replace receptacles that, you know, are loose and don't have good contacts with the plug. And a lot of them have these push-in connectors on the back. So you just strip the wire. It's quick. It's easy. Just strip the wire. There's a wire stripping guide that tells you how much insulation to strip off the wire. Just push the black wire in, push the white wire in, and even pushing the ground wire. Well, those pushing connectors become weak over time because the actual connection between the wire and the receptacle gets hotter, hot every time you use like a toaster or a coffee maker or something like that, convection oven. And over time, the spring tension becomes weak and you have a poor connection, and it may arc, and it could even cause a fire. But it's accepted in a lot of places. I wouldn't do it no matter what. So what we're talking about is poor connections. And what happened in the 70s, aluminum wire made the scene. New homes were being constructed with aluminum wiring because it was cheaper than copper. Copper, the price rose on copper, so the wire makers made aluminum house wiring, and all kinds of fires started because what happened was aluminum expands and contracts at a greater rate than copper does. It doesn't conduct as much electricity for a given diameter of wire as copper does, so, and it's more brittle. Put all that together, it's a recipe for disaster, and the screws would come loose on the receptacles because of the expansion and contraction of the aluminum, you know, over the years. So it's a bad idea. Well, what I'm finding out is that jumper cables for cars have stranded aluminum, but it's plated with a real thin coat of copper. So if you look at the wire in the cable clamp, you'll say, wow, it's a copper wire. But when you feel the weight of the cables, you say, it's kind of light. How can it be copper and be this light? Well, copper-plated aluminum. Well, what I'm finding out is that generators for generating electric current, you know, that you buy in big box stores, some of them have aluminum windings in the generator itself, which always used to be copper. Always copper. And electric arc welders used to always be copper, and they've moved to aluminum. So I don't think it's a good idea. Now, a welder is probably a little safer having aluminum windings rather than a motor, because an electric generator is an electric motor that's being turned by a gasoline or propane or some kind of diesel engine. So there's a lot of vibration in a generator, and I do not want aluminum windings in a generator. Greg, your thoughts about that?
Absolutely do not want aluminum. And while we're speaking of aluminum, have you ever heard of number 6 aluminum lake? And what is it? It's an ingredient in Fier's spicy sticks that are sold at the Dollar Tree.
Can you get some for me? You know, anybody who wants to lower his IQ, just start chomping on some aluminum. Now, aluminum's toxic, absolutely toxic.
In a food, nonetheless.
To the body. Right. Greg, we don't even use aluminum baking trays. We use stainless steel. And you know, it used to, back in the
19 or cast iron. Cast iron.
Yeah. The 40s and 50s, 60s, aluminum made the scene for women to cook with aluminum pots, pans, because it was lighter than cast iron. What a great way to go. And they'd cook spaghetti sauce in it and simmer it for, you know, hours on the stove and make that sauce great. But the acidity of the spaghetti sauce, the tomatoes, would leach the aluminum right out of the pot that they were simmering it in, and we're all being poisoned. No question about it. So a bunch of baby boomers have been poisoned by aluminum cookware. Greg, realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com if you'd like to contact Greg Lesher in Utah. Greg, thank you so much. See you next week.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.